We talked about the desire to want things, etc. And the more you get accustomed to the hanhaga, the more you get accustomed to not wanting, you won't need them in the end. Vine, Amida Zoya David Samach Ba'atzma, we said David was very proud of his Nikias. Erech has been a Koyan Kapai Vasovivas Mizbachach Hashem. Ki Bemis Rakmi Shinakal Gamri Mikonid Chitz Vavun, who are Roy Lyrics, Pnea Melach. Kizula ze ain't ella labor should we call him a fun of Mamma as a servant of Kai Bush and the Ham to Lamar Kai Pana Elacho. If a person in reality is if a person doesn't have Nikias, they should really be embarrassed. Because essentially what that means is that they have a very low level of nature. Their nature is still gnawing at them all the time. They have not perfected themselves. So essentially, if one wants to come before Hashem and be proud, then the midah to be proud with is nekius, because that is more defining of who you are, as opposed to zrizus and zehirus defines what you do, but it doesn't define who you are. So therefore, he says, really, to come before Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should really work on nekius. Vine, vaday, it's true. To get the perfection in this midah is very, very difficult. Ki ha'averus ha'nikaros we do is because the things that we know are a problem, we stay away from anyway. But it's the issue of the things which are borderline, which we tend to justify our behavior. And the reason we justify it is because we don't think it's that bad. Those are the that for that is very difficult. And we said that's why it says Rubam Begezel. Most people are overstealing, and we gave the mashal yesterday that the midas that lead to stealing can be twofold. There's two types of midas that can lead to stealing. One midah is that you're jealous of someone else's stuff. So cold money, you're jealous of someone else's stuff. You may end up stealing from them because of your jealousy. How would you steal from them? So we gave an example. Maybe he's about to close a deal on something, and you come in and offer a better price.
Maybe you have to think long and hard about that example, probably, or creative.
Yeah.
I don't really fully, I mean, I guess in trade, but I
Or,
don't fully get why he's stealing.
nice and bullet.
He stole the deal from
You
me.
stole the deal. Did I really steal from you? You didn't have it. You're not the owner. What did you? But why'd you do that? Is that so nice? Why'd you do that for? Because you really wanted it. So the shoresh of the meat of Gezel brought you to that behavior.
Is it wrong? I'm confused. Is this wrong behavior?
If it's wrong, it's wrong. It's right, it's right. There's cases that is wrong. Sure.
Guys on their contract, the guys on their contract.
So someone's called a Rasha by Chazal. Is it right or wrong? Not right. So, but he's a Gazel. And that's what Chazal was saying. Everybody ends up stealing because did you really work on your kinnah? How about another example? How about the Gemara says that you force someone to sell you something. They didn't really want to sell it to you. Right? But you built that into it. Okay, so it could be a type of gzela. The other reason for gzela, the person steals. The first reason for gzela is you're jealous for someone else. The other reason people steal is because they don't have emunah. So they don't think that Hashem is going to give it to them. So good. So I'm not going to go steal straight out. I'm not going to go take your scooter like those guys. I'm not going to take your scooter. But what would I do? Okay, but maybe I'll chill on my taxes.
You know they all got caught and they're being prosecuted.
Don't
Huh?
tell me that.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah.
yeah. What guys? The scooter thieves.
At Ross, those guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm great.
Mine is.
Yeah.
Perfect. So the point is, so let's say, I'm not going to steal you straight out, but I'll cheat on my taxes maybe. Why? Well, you really care that money is really going to make a difference to you? You have to report on, this and that. Well, it's because that's where the shirish of not having bitachon comes in. I need the money because how much am I going to get the money? I can't survive otherwise. I can't get my parnas otherwise. So Mamela, the midas which lead to Gezel, the midas which lead to Gezel will end up playing out in behavior that is Gezel-like. And that's what Chazal mean, Rubam Begezel. It's a great shot, by the way. Well, I like this shot. And then it says, Kulam ba'avak lashon hara. Same thing. Kimipnei ruv dakusay kol bnei adam nechshalom bo'i b'mashay makir. L'maisa, Baruch Hashem, probably started at the point that lashon hara is pretty well known. And taka.
And people still speak it.
People still speak it. But, you know, I don't, you know, I believe that taka is much less than used to be. People aren't sitting there, bat, you know, saying straight out, you know, oh, you saw the guy's nose? He looks funny, no?
Only the tails.
Right. Only the tails. The thing is, it's an expanded tails. Right? It's a very expanded tails nowadays.
Oh, Geneva Stas, we didn't even touch on.
Exactly. Geneva Stas is a great one for Geneva. So, why is it more likely that you'll expand your tails and not just being Lashon Hara straight out? The answer is because the mida which drives the person to say Lashon Hara is still there. And therefore, I need to figure out a way to say, I'm not going to say the thing which is straight up Lashon Hara. But anything that I had to justify, now the mida comes out and it's going to force me into that corner where I need a justification, but I can't smoke with them because there's toilets here. Right? So, like my friend said one time, he said that he was at the cleaners, and the guy in front of him says, yeah, this is going back a long time ago, but anyway, he gave $20 for the cleaners, and the guy gave him back the wrong change. Was to give him back $8, gave him back $5, whatever. And the guy starts yelling at the cleaners. What's the matter with you? You're ripping people off. You just think no one's going to realize. And, you know, and he says, I'm not even angry. I don't really care about the money. Just the principle of the matter that you guys just try to rip people off. So our friend talked to him and says, how come you didn't get so upset when you did it to me? Anyway, just the principle of the matter. Right? So, the midas are there, and therefore we look for the justifications because the midas has to come out, and that's where Nikius is totally different level than Zrizas and Zahiras. Zrizas and Zahiras, I can control myself, but you can only control yourself because you know the thing is a problem. Once you get into the murky gray areas and you don't work on Nikius and you don't have the mida which is behind the avera or the mida behind it, then it's going to come out in all sorts of different ways. But David, when Nikoy and Gomer, he was totally clean of these midas. He can have full bitachon. He would ask Hashem, hand over the enemies. He says, other tzaddikim never asked to win wars straight up like David. Even though they were tzaddikim, like Yehoshaphat, Asa, and Chizkiah, right? A few, I mean, recently, Yehoshaphat was a tzaddik. He ate from Achav Singh. He didn't eat from Achav Singh, right? But he said Yehoshaphat was a tzaddik. He never asked for clean victory over his enemies as much as David. Why? Because David Melch had Nikoyin more than Yehoshaphat. So even though Yehoshaphat was a tzaddik, Yehoshaphat controlled himself. But apparently, to be able to have the full bitachon in Hashem's victory, a person has to reach past that and be a naki, be clean from the mida. And that's what David Mal says, Yigmalini Hashem kitzidki. I won't like my tzidkas, kivor yoda yashivli. Vamar oy v'yashem Hashem li kitzidki, etc. And he says, kinikoyon azesh ezacharnu. Okay? And he says, this is Pshat on the Pasuk. Miyale Bahar Hashem, Umiyakum Bimkom Kodshoi. Who's going to stand up and who's going to be there? Niki Chapaye. You have to be having a Koyan. You have to be clean from that bear. And that's, I think, the Lashon, because it says, Miyale Bahar Hashem is who goes up to the mountain. To go up to the mountain, it could be you don't need a Koyan. You stay, you fight the battles. Umiyakum Bimkom, but to stay up there constantly, consistently, even when you don't know that there's a battle. See, when you're climbing the mountain, you're very aware of the battle. That's like the veirs that are clear. But to stay up there is the constant challenges within the level. Oh, maybe I can be more at there. Maybe this is it. For that, you need to call in Kaplan. Now let's read what he says about this. V'amna, he's wrapping it up here. V'adai she'amida hazo is kasha. Don't get me wrong, this is a hard midah. Ki teva adam chalosh, we're weak people. V'olibo nifta on the kala, and we got carried away very easily. U'matil atzra advarim, shiucha limtzavam k'dei hata'a. And we're mad to ourselves to do certain things. V'adai she'mi she'igia lezo is amida, k'var higia l'madrega g'doyla. If you got to this midah, you definitely came a long way. Now we're going to describe some pratim of the midah. Okay, now these pratim. This is the longest chapter in Mitzvot Hashem coming up. It's very powerful.
All right, thank you.
Oh, yeah. It's like.